This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Crikey, there's a shark in the water.
Still fucking just us.
I know, yeah. I thought, because Emma was back on the show today, but like not really, she was live from Waterford. So I thought, oh, grand, we won't have much work to do, but no.
Yeah, so she legged it off as soon as, she actually left 5 to 10.
Yeah.
I'll just be.
Who is she, David Hammond?
I might have to send an email over to our boss, Nick, just so he can factor that into her invoice for today. 5 minutes off early. I do that whenever you leave early.
Do you? Yeah.
Jesus.
That must be why my pay is so low.
It's just copy paste job at this stage.
Yeah, he left at 10:30 again.
Dave left early again.
What's the earliest you've left Spin?
I think there was once I was like running for a flight or something and I might have gotten out of here by like literally 10 past 10.
Oh, right. Okay.
It was pretty incredible.
I have a feeling that we did something someday.
But did we? So
it was like 5 to 10.
We did a thing before where we did a 24-hour live stream for Swaptember and we were basically live playing PlayStation games for 24 hours.
Yeah.
And I think potentially when that show ended, because we had been up for 24 hours, we were allowed to leave.
Yeah.
Wasn't that great? Good of them to let us eventually leave.
And they so sad.
After 24 hours.
That was the greatest
thing
we
ever did. So I say we left early.
Yeah.
But we actually just hadn't left since the day before.
I'm raging where we didn't do another 24-hour stream.
We can always do it again.
I would love to do that. Play Crash Bandicoot.
It was fun.
It was so fun.
It was delirium.
It was.
Central,
but crazy.
Kind of ruined it.
I went to bed.
All weekend.
I got to go home. Yous didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know how yous did it. It was very impressive.
I drank wine in work. That was cool.
On the live stream?
Yeah.
You mad bitch.
I know.
Love that.
You dirty bitch.
Ah, look at you. It's just funny because we're never allowed to even mention
it, and you know, obviously drink responsibly.
You'll notice Emma says shot in the show, but she doesn't actually say shot. She says a small drink with lemon,
a small strong drink that's served with lemon salt.
Like we
also lime, girl.
Yeah, we can't say lime. Yeah. Anyway, good luck.
Yeah, we're done.
Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley in the morning. 3, 2, 1.
Good morning. 3 minutes past 7 on the 10th of October 2024. Oh, you're a 10 out of 10.
Oh, that's today.
Hey.
Nice one.
Has returned. Good morning, Emma.
Hello, everybody.
This is really weird. Emma's not in studio. She's like 200 kilometres down the country.
It's crazy. She may as well be in Timbuktu. What's that place called? Waterford?
Modern technology, baby.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in a studio in a radio station Dave and I worked in, Fado.
Mm.
And magical technology. I'm sitting here with what can only be described as a headset. So
she's commentating on the horse racing.
I honestly do. I feel like I work in a call centre. It's good crack. I can swing around in my chair. I can walk over here. I'm free. I could do my exercises while doing the show.
I'm so glad you can walk over there. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, but you can't.
What? I could if I tried.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to hear me anymore.
No, that's true.
The mic that Emma has on is the most hilarious thing I've ever seen. It's like a Britney mic, but the piece that comes around towards her mouth is probably the size of a tennis ball.
It's huge.
She's like Micheál Mara Hartig or something.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I honestly feel like being like 4 minutes after 7 and 7, David Ashton, we're live and fully charged all across Dublin and Waterford, apparently.
Yeah.
There's reason for this. I have an event here later on for Spin. For young ladies, TY students, it's called Shine, and I got to be on stage there at 11. So that just wouldn't have worked. What if
this
I was
just
with you in Dublin?
The showbiz world that Emma Nolan lives.
I wonder why I wasn't asked to do that.
You wouldn't understand.
They couldn't afford you, Ashley. Couldn't afford you, girl. Hello, all.
Hello.
I am here. I am coming to you from Waterford.
Good to know.
And I want to bring a story that I know is going to light up David Hammond's world this morning.
Oh, go on. What have we got?
It's the news that the viral hit being The Spark that was created over the summer from a group of young rappers from Cork and Clare has been longlisted for the 2025 Grammys.
I doubt it.
The Grammys. Let's bring us back and have a listen to it.
Oh, God. You think you can stop what we do? I doubt it.
About it.
About it.
That's
about
crazy.
It. It had the Summer of Dreams, and in fairness, it brought such huge experiences for these kids. They played at Electric Picnic, All Together Now.
They were at more gigs than I was.
Than most of us.
And you probably have been in your whole life,
like,
Dave.
They were all over the place.
They played like a big gig in Belgium. They were on the Late Late Show. They've had the Summer of Dreams. So they're not just nominated in, like, long list now, okay? We'll get to the short list on the 2nd of November. The Grammys are until February of next year. But two categories they're up for: Best Dance Electronic Recording and... Wait for it, Dave. Best You're so dance. Happy. Song of the Year.
Oh, my
they
God.
They all shut up.
My God. Do you remember the last time someone was up for Best Dance Song and I thought it was just like they were really good at dancing?
Yeah.
I was like, I've never seen Becky Hill dance.
Best TikTok dance. Yeah. No, that's in there. But look, it did get me thinking. I had a look at some of the strangest songs that have actually gone and won a Grammy.
Okay.
So this is what makes me think that these guys have a fair chance. And you know what? Good on them. This song, being Baha Men, in its day, went and won a Grammy. Have a listen.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the body was nice, the body was bumping.
Do you know what?
Yeah, yo.
I actually felt bad because I was like, the recognisable bit of that song is obviously Who Let the Dogs Out, but the Grammy Award winning bit is the body was jumping.
But that's actually a class song.
There's only a specific bit that won a Grammy, was there?
Yeah, no. I'm saying that I'd love to just play the whole thing because I think the Grammy-worthy bit is the verse. Did you get me? Yeah, totally. There's some weird looking ones. There's ones that even get into the political thing. Bill Clinton was involved in one. I said I wouldn't even complicate things that much because what really caught my eye in terms of Grammy-winning stuff is albums that were released from Elmo, as in the Sesame Street's Elmo.
Yeah. No way.
He has won a Grammy no fewer than 3 times.
Oh my God.
He was sweeping up in 1999, 2000 and 2002. And you know what? It's not surprising at all. Have a listen to this. The first Elmo song that was on one of the albums that won a Grammy.
You'll be happy when you see me tapping. Better make it snappy. Don't get caught napping. Tell your mam and pappy that you're happy tapping with Elmo.
Elmo.
Happy tapping with Elmo.
That is the most Aisling Barker song I've ever heard.
That is going to be on my Spotify Wrapped this year.
I was just thinking that Aisling would love that, but then I was also thinking, like, Dave, considering how we all know how you feel about The Spark, which would you prefer to hear in high rotation on your radio show? The one you're about to hear or The Spark? Have a listen.
This is the song, la 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 la, Elmo's song.
Uh-huh.
La 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 la, la 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 la, Elmo's song.
I like it. If he could do it in like a Cork accent, I think that.
Elmo's song, la 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 la. Finally, this Grammy-winning Elmo song or The Spark.
Oh, it's like the cha-cha slide, but it's the Elmo
There's
slide.
There's big production behind that one.
Yeah.
There's like brass and everything going on there.
I'm really vibing with Elmo, to be honest.
We will know how they get on in terms of the actual shortlist being the List to Environment crew and Cabin crew on the 2nd of November and the awards then in February. So okay. What do we see?
Best of luck to the guys.
Aren't Kneecap up for something as well, Em?
I was too focused on the list to Environment crew. Sorry.
and sorry.
I got a bit lost on Elmo this morning, my baby.
I would like to talk about football, please.
Boo.
So over the last couple of weeks, right, I have talked about footballers getting fined or reasons players couldn't play, including having a really big sneeze.
Oh yeah, I remember him.
But for now, let's talk about really, really silly injuries off the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think every time I bring you a football story, don't worry, I think you'll like it. I think you'll enjoy it. So Axel Tuanzabe, you know him?
Yeah.
I have his poster actually. I think I have his autograph somewhere.
Yeah, I have his match attacks. Was he something United, isn't it?
He was United.
Yeah.
Oh, very good, actually. Yeah, so he's become the latest footballer star to suffer a freak injury. He's a former United player. He now plays for Ipswich. He missed his match at West Ham over the weekend for a pretty unusual reason. He'd injured his hand, right? He'd injured his thumb to the point where they thought he might lose his thumb.
Oh, God.
Ouch. He got a deep laceration after a glass shattered while he was washing the dishes.
Stop!
Yeah.
That sounds like what happened to me a few weeks ago. Obviously, it wasn't that bad, but I was... I was cleaning up a broken glass and I was really careful about it. And then while pouring all the empty glass into the black bin,
yeah,
a shard got my finger.
Oh, yeah, it sliced you.
Jeez. Yeah, it did.
That's
yeah,
an
no,
awful
isn't.
Word.
Yeah, so slice. Is laceration.
No, laceration is so much nicer than slice.
Do you think?
Yes. Oh, God, yeah.
It lacered me.
He was washing the dishes. See, if he was any good, right, Twan's Abbey, he would still be playing for Man United and he'd never have to do his own dishes. United players,
well,
not,
yeah, that's
not
true.
A chance they do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, why does he need a thumb to play football? Moving on.
Well, he required urgent medical attention with initial fears he could lose his thumb, as I said. Successful surgery, though, saved him from losing his thumb. He's not the first footballer to be sidelined in bizarre circumstances, though. So here is a game called Was It a Real Injury or Have I Made It Up?
Yay!
Ooh. Rio Ferdinand. He had his feet up chilling for too long.
Oh, shut up, Dave.
But what did he, what is it, what happened to his feet? I need more context.
He had his feet up. He was chilling for too long. And he obviously just held them up for too long on a table or something.
Like,
and it hurt his feet?
It hurt his feet, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's fake.
I'm going to say that's fake.
That is true. He had his feet up while playing PlayStation and kept it there for too long that the position obviously just hurt his leg.
No way.
Oh my God.
He couldn't play.
God, I do a huge amount of chilling and I've never had that issue.
Michael Ballack, he bruised his forehead walking into a glass door that had just been cleaned.
Oh, I think you made that one up.
I'll go with Ash.
Yeah, I did make that one up. I was pretty proud of that one, to be honest.
Somebody watched a cartoon last night.
Peter Crouch, he hurt his knee when he tried to slide on a very dry pitch after scoring a goal.
Whoa, yeah, oh, I think
like
that
the
would
carpet
happen.
Burn.
Mm. Yeah, we go, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Oh, you're wrong. Wrong. I made that one up.
You can imagine, though, that would be something that would cause actual pain.
And definitely.
I also imagine that it's happened before.
You know, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Stuff. Like, oh, I remember I used to play football with lads who would always slide on the pitch. And you'd be like, you're on AstroTurf. What are you doing? Oh. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Lee Beavers, he tripped while carrying a baby pram up the stairs.
It can happen, I suppose.
It's true.
True, yes. It is true. Frank Lampard, he punched his own hand and broke bones.
Punched his own hand like, I'm going to get you. This kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
It is true.
Wow.
It is true. He did, and he said that afterwards, he was just like, I feel like I'm getting old. My bones are becoming like real soft or something.
But surely you'd also feel like a bit of a bad man if you broke your own hand with your own strength.
You'd feel like half sissy, half tough.
Yeah. This side of me is so strong, but you need help. Kirk Broadfoot, right, he burned himself trying to make a poached egg.
It can happen.
Like, burned himself with hot water. I don't know if Dave knows how to make a poached egg, so yeah. I feel like that's fake.
Yeah. Not much hot water involved there.
Yeah. So this is such a weird show because Dave Callum and I are here in studio and Emma Nolan is behind us on a screen because she's down in Waterford doing the show from Waterford.
What in the 2FM breakfast is going on?
Wouldn't it be so much cooler if I was in Florida or something?
Yeah. She's on a report.
Well, maybe not Florida right now, but...
Well, actually, very good point. Very well made.
Like that's why she was making it, saying she was going to be a reporter.
Yeah.
Emma, remind us why you're in Waterford.
There's an event on today for young girls in Waterford.
But you're not a young girl.
No, I'm
so
not.
Where are you going?
Well, lots of TY students who listen to Spin are probably making their way down already. It's an empowering event for young people and I'm just doing a bit of hosting at it.
Deadly.
So naturally, it makes no sense to be in Dublin for it. So with the magic of technical people, I'm sitting in a studio I used to do a show from about 12 years ago with a headset talking to you guys in Dublin.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the headset. She's giving real Micheál Mara Hurtig vibes.
Yeah,
I'm
is.
Giving Monica from Friends vibes, I think.
Brittany.
Why? Didn't Monica wear a headset when she was wedding planning?
Oh, yes, she did.
Wow, that is...
that
you've
niche.
Gone niche.
That
okay.
Niche.
So you are in a different radio station. Some will say a rival radio station. However, you can't get the two of us on the same place. So
yes.
That's not really relevant. But I'm kind of intrigued as to what is there. And generally... in this show, we're pretty good at bringing home some treats when we come back from holidays. I brought you back a Hawaii bobblehead when I was in Hawaii and some weird Japanese sweets. So when you come back from your holidays in Waterford tomorrow, I think we deserve a few treats.
That's a good idea, you know. I'd like a few things from is it Beat?
beat, yes, yes, your former home, Dave. I actually was thinking about getting you as a Toblerone on the way back from Spain, and then I was like, I really couldn't be arsed. So I don't have anything for you from that holiday. Right, so it would only be a Waterford one, maybe a Blah or something, although I don't think there's any of them in here.
You know what? You don't need to, just have a look around the office maybe and just see if there's anything on people's desks.
Yeah.
You can steal.
Do you know what, Emma? We've about 5 minutes of music coming up. So I challenge you to head out there into the offices there in Beat and get something that Dave, Callum and I would love. Something each.
Yeah, something each.
You know us very well. Something that we would just really, really love. And I don't care if it's somebody else's. Okay,
wait, now, so this is important. This radio station is being so kind to accommodate me today. Now you want me to steal from
them? Yes, please.
Exactly. Perfect.
Show them who's
exactly.
boss.
Exactly.
Oh. Okay, cool. I'll do my best.
Okay, I'm going to send you out now because time is of the essence.
Yeah, off you
okay.
go.
All right, let me just take off my headset there. One second.
It's Emma Nolan.
Emma, run, for God's sake.
Go, you have 5 minutes. Go.
Oh, my God. She's not taking this seriously at all. We're going to get a load of crappy B pens.
I wonder what we're going to get.
I hate that branding. It's pink and black for me.
I'm excited to see what she comes up with. I think she'll come up with the goods.
I hope I get like somebody's like teddy that their granny knit them or something.
She's got 5 minutes.
Dave and I are here in studio and Emma's in a studio down in Waterford in a different radio station, a station she used to work in. And we've sent her off on a little challenge because usually when you go on holidays, it's part and parcel that you bring back some treats for your colleagues. And Emma's on her holidays in Waterford as far as I'm concerned.
Are you joking me?
So we've given her about 5 minutes to go out onto the office floor in that radio station and find us some prezzies.
Now, the problem with this is that we sent her and we said, you have 5 minutes. She came back after 90 seconds.
Yeah, so I'm not expecting much.
We can see her on FaceTime. So I'm kind of like, what did you manage to get in 90 seconds?
Well, lads, now wait till I tell you.
We wanted something for each of us. Yeah?
Yeah, something specific to all your personalities.
Yeah.
So I'll start with you, Dave.
Okay.
This radio station is called Beat. I found them very quickly. They have their own brand of condoms.
Oh, nice one.
So I said, if I get you 3, that should keep you going for a few years, right? So that's fine.
Oh, she's good.
She's on fire down there in Waterford.
Yeah, they have 3 condoms there. I said, look, that'll keep him going
for the next few years.
What's
the expiry on them, though, Emma? Because...
Yeah, they might go out a date before he gets a chance to.
Yeah,
anyway,
probably.
Producer Callum, know you're a big fan of a flip chart. Got you a fresh flip chart pen.
Oh, very nice.
It's red.
It's kind of reddy pink, which by looking at the screen, it's very on brand for Spins.
Yeah. So Producer Callum, I thought of you twice there, Aisling, I'll get to you. But do you remember in the early days of Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling when we were all petrified of Callum? And And I used to have nightmares about him all the time, and he used to make us in my dreams go and paint housing estates after the show.
He'd throw
us all into the back of a van and make us paint housing estates all night. So I found a big tub of Dulux paint. It's diamond matte, so I just thought, if that ever becomes a reality, I have the paint sorted.
Nice.
Aisling.
How come we haven't done the paint challenge yet, by the way?
Do you want us to paint your house?
Yes.
0877.
Paint your estate. And then, Aisling, you'll be glad to know that, unlike our office, it seems like a lot of staff members here are big into their houseplants at their desks.
Oh.
So I have 2 for you. God help Mary. Or whoever it is that sits at that desk. I think it's a girl who works in accounts. She'll be missing her plant when she comes in.
She's probably never in. She's probably always working from home anyway.
Probably, yeah. Should the plant be in bits?
You know,
anyway, Dave, have you sorted, pal? 3 Beat condoms.
Yeah, the joke was funny the first time.
Yeah, sorry. I need to let it go now, don't I? I find it funny, Em. Thank you. So, in the last little while, you guys have sent me a challenge to steal from the radio station in Waterford that I'm broadcasting from this morning. They've been very kind to accommodate me. Not in the studio with you guys.
It's very strange looking at each other on FaceTime.
But all going well so far. Here at my headset. Used to work in this radio station about 12 years ago. And you've said it's essentially that you're on holidays, even though I'm working crazy hours today down here. And I have to rob some bits for you from the Beat office. I straight away saw the Beat condoms. They're essentially radio station condoms they give out.
Yep.
And I picked up 3 and said, that'll keep Dave going for the next few years.
That's grand.
You know what? They're a real radio station.
Yeah. We have that.
Yeah.
Our Aisling loves our houseplants. I'm after stealing 2 houseplants from some people in accounts desks. They're not in yet, so hopefully I'll be out of here before they come in. And producer Callum, I got you a new marker for writing on flip charts. It's nice and fresh. It's from their stationery drawer. And I also have a tub of Dulux paint, because in my early stages of working with Callum, he scared me so much that I had dreams that he used to make me paint housing estates after the show. And when I saw the tub of paint, I thought
get
of
out
him.
Into your community.
But I felt bad on Dave in particular. I really did. And when Dave used to work here in this radio station many years ago, he was doing very well at these radio awards. Still is, of course. But I mean, these awards were on last week. We were talking about them a lot. And back in 2018, he won a gold.
I did.
2020, he won a silver. Or whatever way around. I've probably mixed up a year.
2020, I won a gold as well.
Oh, yeah. The gold, yeah.
What'd you win this year? Nothing.
See, I think you used to are dragging me down. You see.
But here's the thing.
2019, I didn't win.
I went and chatted to your former colleagues here who are doing a breakfast show right now in the studio next to me, and I said, is it written for David Hammond that he left here when he was working here? And you know what, Aisling? Do you know what they said? They said, well, his silver award from 2020 is here. He said at the time, I only take home the gold. You can keep my silver, sir.
Oh, what a belief.
Can you cope? He'd won, in between his two gold awards, he'd won one silver and said, I don't want it, lads. I don't want to keep it.
Why would I want it?
Oh, my God. Can I come to Waterford? I don't want to be in a room with this. Thinking of Ramus anymore.
What I would do for a silver.
Ah, lads, sure, we didn't win a single thing last week. I would have loved a silver. I'd be bragging about it still.
God, the country accent's really coming down as soon as you can.
I know. Sorry. After kicking in already.
I love it so much.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, David, Ashley. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Here we are, 4 minutes past eight. Happy Thursday, by the way.
Good morning.
Hello. How are you? I am, in case you just joined, coming to you from a different studio in County Waterford this morning because I have to do an event later on here. But last night when I flew in, I was in Spain obviously for a few days, and then I travelled down last night and I was staying with my granny. I told you before in the show that I used to live with my granny when I worked actually here in this radio station. Oh, she's fabulous. She's absolutely flying it. And I used to live with her when I worked here many years ago. And the thing about my granny is, and I think it's really after passing on to me, is she is such a feeder. So I didn't arrive in until like 9:45 last night, and straight away the table was set. A lovely egg sambo.
Gross.
You would have loved it.
Lovely now.
Two boiled eggs all mushed up beautiful with a bit of mayo, bit of real butter, cup of tea, and then afterwards she pulled out the digestives and the butter. Oh, lads, it was bliss.
Hang on, butter on a digestive?
Your granny hates you.
This isn't local radio. We're not going to talk about butter and a digestive. Just accept it's class, okay?
No, I actually have never heard of that before.
You've never heard of butter on a digestive?
That's a very big thing.
That's mad.
Yeah.
Only Marty Guilfoyle was discussing the joys of butter and a digestive on his Instagram recently.
Right.
Anyway,
that's mad.
It was fabulous. I was stuffed to the gills. And naturally, this morning, I was up early. I was in the shower at whatever, 5:10. And my granny doesn't really sleep very well, bless her. She'd been up since 3:00. And when I woke up at 5:10, my alarm went off. All I could smell was freshly made bread.
Freshly made bread? Bread takes ages.
She's a poor woman. I'd been up all night.
Oh, my God.
It was in my nostrils at 5:10. Came down the stairs, table set again, lads. Freshly made brown bread, and bless her, freshly squeezed orange juice into a glass. She said, knock that now before you go. I'm telling you, lads, I think I have to move back.
Oh, my, I'm actually like, move. Go there. Live with your granny. We'll do this. It works. It's fine.
Yeah, this is fine.
That will make you happy.
I think so, too. It also made me put on a lot of weight when I lived with her.
Yeah.
But what a joy.
Worth it. Wow.
I'm looking for some advice on the show this morning, or kind of rather your permission. So Halloween is rolling in thick and fast. It is the 10th of October and I take Halloween extremely seriously.
Really?
Have done forever.
I hate Halloween, but you can love it enough for the both of us.
Yeah, and I do. I think I really do. So I always make my own costumes and I kind of tend to go for inanimate objects. Like, I don't dress up as kind of the usual witch and sexy cat and all that kind of thing.
No, you don't.
No sex appeal in my costumes. For example,
quite the opposite, actually.
Yeah. For example, in the last few years, I've dressed up as a 99, a seagull, a chimney, a pineapple, a cheese string, a balloon, a pedestrian traffic light, a punnet of grapes, a Christmas tree, a spider, and a box of Special K. And I haven't even gotten into childhood there.
No.
That's all my adult costumes.
Sexy as hell.
Yeah. So this year, I have encountered a terrible scheduling error, and I'm ashamed of myself, quite frankly. I'm not going to be here for Halloween. On Halloween night, and indeed for all of Halloween week, I'll be on holidays in Mexico.
Including All Hallows Eve.
All Hallows Eve.
That is Halloween, isn't it?
Post-Halloween, pre-Halloween. I'm going to be in Mexico. Now, Mexico has their own kind of Halloween traditions. They do the Day of the Dead, and that's kind of why we booked it for then. So I think it'll be really cool to see that. But that's all the like skull candy thing. They don't really like dress up as like teapots and things that like I would dress up as, okay?
It'd be quite out of place, I reckon, there, wouldn't it? To like have one of your classic. I think it would be confusing more than anything.
Is it El Dia del Muerto or something?
Dia de los Muertos.
Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah, very good.
Sounds so cool.
Yeah, so here's the dilemma. I have to keep up my Halloween streak. I've had it since I was about 3 years old. But my costumes, which are handmade, tend to be a little bit flimsy. I don't think they travel well. Also, I don't really want to walk around Mexico City dressed up as a balloon or whatever else.
You have to consider as well, when you were making these plans, you forgot to mention that like a lot of Irish newspapers and online websites kind of wait for you to post something.
They really do
at this stage.
They're like, what's
yeah, because you always make it into their like online best dress because you make such a huge effort.
That's
so you
true.
Really can't be leaving them down either. You really messed up here with this Mexico
you
trip.
You always go viral as well.
I think I've been
Halloween.
2 years in a row on lovin.ie. That is the pinnacle of Halloween costume fame. Okay, so here's the question, right? If I make a Halloween costume just to wear it in my house to take a few Instagram pictures before I go away and post it on Halloween.
Oh, before you go to Mexico.
Does it count?
Right.
Can I ask you just a quick question just to get total clarity on this?
Yes.
On what date do you travel to Mexico?
I leave on the 19th. So I'll have to do this costume and the photo shoot and all the rest in the next week. Okay. But I won't post it until Halloween night.
Oh, quite. That's okay.
So it's a lot. It's a lot. And I guess it's a bit of a charade. But all I want to know is, do I have your permission to do this? Does it count? Or is that me being a total fraud?
Mm. And it's kind of around the time when you'd be doing this, people wouldn't have even bothered to buy their pumpkins yet because they'd probably go a bit soggy by the time Halloween
exactly.
rolls around.
So I'm like, super prepared. I have the means to get it done. But is it a total cop-out? 087-711-1038. Yay or nay? If I make my Halloween costume just to take pictures for Instagram, does it count?
You're so weird.
And I know that you're thinking about this because you mentioned this 2 weeks ago to me off air being like, I'm just really stressed about Halloween this year.
I walked the walls. So I would love your input. A simple yes or no to does it count would do, or if you want to give us a bit more advice, 087-711-1038. I really want to dress up for Halloween this year. I do it every year. I've dressed up as numerous random things such as a cheese string, a balloon, a 99, a punnet of grapes. But the problem is, this year, I'm not going to be in the country for Halloween. I'm actually going to be in Mexico, where they do their own thing with the skull candy and all that. And I don't want to rock up to the Dia de los Muertos parade dressed like a pedestrian traffic light.
Honestly, you've gone for a balloon and now pedestrian traffic lights. You really are just kind of leaving us in the dark here. You haven't told us what you're dressing up
as either. I haven't yet, no.
The thing about it is as well, that like your costumes barely make sense in Dublin.
the seagull one did.
Such crazy looks from people. You draw so much attention with them because they're a bit batch. I don't know if they're going to fly in Mexico, babe, so I'd be really careful not to bring the stuff to Mexico.
They don't travel well either. So the question is, I still want to dress up for Halloween. If I dress up purely for the purpose of posting an Instagram on Halloween night, does it count or am I a total fraud?
I think this is ridiculous. It's a total fraud. Also, just why do you bother? Ashley's on.
All right, Ashley, what's the story? If I dress up purposely for Instagram only, does it count?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do it.
Do you think? Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead. Give us your thoughts, Ashley. Why?
Just Halloween. You're Halloween queen. Absolutely. I think you should. Even though you're not going to post it till Halloween, do it. Everyone wants to see it.
That is, I kind of understand that point.
Thank
People do want to see what you're going to dress up as, but you're not dressing up for Halloween.
I know. I do think like, and I'm not saying like lots of people, but my friends will be like, what the hell if I don't do anything?
Yeah.
That's good to hear. Thank you, Ashley.
No worries.
Good luck. Have a great day, Ashley. Bye.
Thanks.
See you later.
Ashley, can I ask you a question? And I would like you to really look within yourself and be really honest, okay?
I'm scared.
If more people say no, it doesn't count than yes, is there any relief within you that you might be able to take a year off?
Fantastic.
This
that's the old journalist in Emma now. That's a
you
great
know what?
Question.
There would be immediate relief, but then I know years and years of regret.
Yeah.
Okay. That's my answer on that one.
Richard sent in a voice note, 0877111038.
Just the thought, what about if Aislinn made an outfit for Dave to wear for Halloween? So it's very much like Dave would be modelling Aislinn's outfit. If you could do it by the weekend, that'd be even better, so that Dave could actually go wear it when he's seeing his new girlfriend's friends. That could be even more interesting.
I hate Richard.
Oh, sorry, I've missed a lot of revealing going on in the show this week, it seems, in my absence.
Yeah, Richard, that's an option. I'm not sure if I can get it together before he meets his new girl's friends this weekend, but hold that thought.
Yeah,
let's consider.
Louise is also on.
Yeah, it counts because of all the effort you're putting in.
There you go.
That's a good point. Yeah, true.
Orla's also on.
Orla, same question to you. If I dress up just for Instagram, does it count?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Definitely.
Why? Yeah. Explain everything, Orla.
You do a great costume every year. Why not?
Thank you, Orla. Yeah, this
Orla, what's been your favourite costume of Aisling's thus far?
The ice cream one.
The ice cream.
The 99.
That was last year.
That's one of my favourites, to be honest. And Emma Nolan was actually there when I was wearing that costume and I didn't leave the house.
In fairness to her, on that day, she had just run the Dublin Marathon. She was quaking, she was shaking. I actually thought she was going to pass out. And she said, no, I need to put it on. I need to put it on.
At least it was Halloween. Like, it was Halloween that day.
It was.
Yeah, her dedication to the cause is incredible.
But Emma will tell you as well that these costumes in 3D often don't look good. It's the 2D image that I take where it really stands out. So sometimes it's for the best if I don't leave the house.
Fair enough. Orla, thank you so much. She will, I'd imagine, go with wearing the costume.
Yeah, I love it. Thanks, Orla.
Bye.
See you later.
Okay, it's pretty unanimous, but what do you guys think?
I honestly think this is ridiculous. I think I understand that you want to make a costume because it's your thing for Halloween and stuff, but you're not going to be here. What's the point? Like, just why?
Wow.
No offense.
Why do you hate me?
I don't hate you. I hate Halloween, and I just don't. I don't like dressing up, so I don't understand people who do like dressing up.
Emma, come on, back on my side.
I'm with you. I just sometimes feel like you know the way you always there's people getting a bit of a grilling online. These people saying I just ran a 5K, and then they get like dropped off at different points and make themselves look sweaty.
Yes.
To the 5K. There's a bit of a vibe off that off it that you'll be sunning yourself probably in a bikini with time difference, lying on the beach with a lovely drink in your hand, stinking of sun cream, while you're dressed as a punter grapes on Instagram. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess like if I'm just coming clean and everybody knows that it's a sort of a pre-made thing.
Yeah.
I think what I would like this year is a bit of a carousel. I want the Halloween image versus what you're doing right then at the time.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'm thinking carousel as well, but I think instead of this year's costume, here's all of my costumes from throughout the year.
Previous, yeah.
Because you can do like 20 photos now.
Aisling, you get the full page. You get the front page in the Irish Independent.
You would. Here are some Halloween ideas for Aisling Bonner. There you go.
Look back.
Thursday morning. I can't remember what that.
Come on
was.
Now. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Go get on with this.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy. God, you're awful mean to me this morning.
It's only just begun. This is the girly quiz. We play it every week at this time. It is where Emma and I quiz Dave on all things girly, everything from boobs and bits and hair and makeup and shoes. That's pretty much it.
You know, whenever you explain, I'm like, that's really, really against women's misogynistic. Yeah. Boobs and shoes.
Yeah, Dave has had far too much of a good run on this over the last number of weeks, so it's time to boot him promptly off that high horse he's been sitting on. Wow. He got the hat trick last week, and essentially, look, as Aisling mentioned, we can question him on all things girly inside and out. So if there's little ears in the car, keep your hands on the dial. This has the potential to go, as I said, inside and out. What more can I say?
It does. Dave has to get 3 questions right in order to win the week. He does have 2 lifelines, and the girly quiz is with Sculpted by Amy, who have launched their Lash Lift. It's their new weightless mascara for limitless lashes. You can get it at their Grafton Street store. And the important thing here is that we have a phone a female as one of Dave's lifelines. It's Mary-Kate. And just for coming on, Mary-Kate, you have won a Sculpted by Amy prize pack.
Nice one.
It's perfect. So funny. We make it so easy for the gals, you know?
We really
don't even
do.
Have to get the question right. Oh, you win. Yeah, I love it.
Not easy for me at all, though. But I do have one other lifeline. It's like phone a
50-50. Yeah, the simplify option.
All right, well,
let's get cracking.
Here we go.
Let's take this man down, Ashling.
Let's do it.
Question one on the girly quiz this week, Dave. If a woman is wearing a shoe that is an EU size 39, what size is that in UK sizing generally?
That is not a girly quiz question.
Yes, it is.
That is ridiculous.
Are you saying it's too hard?
That's not a girly question.
Yeah,
that's
it
just
is.
What's a shoe size?
Yeah, but it's a women's shoe size.
It doesn't matter. That's
Do you know any men that are EU size 39?
I don't know.
If they do, they have small feet.
EU 39.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
No, it's not.
A terrible start.
It's not a terrible start.
It's completely not fair.
I don't even think that Mary Kate would know that.
Yeah, she would.
Yes, she would.
100%.
Absolutely, she would. I've no doubt in my mind that Mary Kate has that answer straight away.
Right, fine. Tell you what. We're going to call in Mary Kate. Mary Kate, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Mary Kate, I got 30 seconds.
I can't believe you think I wouldn't know that.
Exactly, Mary Kate.
What size is a 39 EU shoe?
Six.
Straight off the bat, Mary Kate. How easy was that?
Too easy.
Yeah.
Are you serious? This is the most ridiculous question ever.
You know what? It is my shoe size as well, so I had an advantage, but...
It's probably the most common shoe size among women. But you'd know what a 38 was, wouldn't you, Mary Kate?
Yeah.
What, is it a 5?
A 38 is a 5, yeah.
This is stupid. This is ridiculous.
Hey, Dave.
Yes.
Dave, I got one for you. What's a 38.5?
Is it 6.5?
5.5.
5.5, you flinch.
But 38 is...
No, Dave, come on. Oh, 39
is a 6. Oh, for God's sake. Anyway, I'm going to go with it's a 6.
It is a 6. Of course it's a 6.
Thank God.
Mary Kate, well done. You've won yourself a lovely Sculpted by Amy prize pack. But you won that anyway. And thank you for backing Emma and I that it was quite an easy question.
No problem. Thanks so much.
Good luck, Mary Kate. Thank you for your help. See you later.
Cheers,
right.
Thanks,
Mel. Bye.
Moving on.
I think that was a ridiculous question.
Yeah, I know
Absolutely
you do.
Absolutely ridiculous question, but I got it right. And we move.
Well, let's see what you think of this one. Dave, question number two. Ella One is a brand that specialises in what?
Mary Kate, come back. Ella One.
Yeah.
Ella One. Who could Ella be?
Who could Ella be?
who is Ella?
Who is Ella?
Ella One. Like Ella,
say it loads of times. Say it really fast.
Well, it's helping me because I'm thinking Ella One Elevate. Maybe it's something like high heels.
We have awoken a beast.
I'm fuming after that first question. Ella One. I have no idea. All I'm thinking of is like there must be an influencer who's really tall who brought out high heels called Ella One instead of Elevate. Ella One. Who?
Come on, think about it. Ella.
And a range of umbrellas. Yeah. Uh-huh. I got no idea. I think I'm going to have to simplify.
Wow, that's embarrassing. On question
Scarlet
two.
For you.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to smash question three, so it's fine.
All right, entering simplify mode. Ella One is a brand that specialises in what? A. Emergency contraception.
Damn it.
Or B. Morning sickness tablets.
Damn it.
Dave, can I just bring you back to about 6 months ago when you said, I'm sick of these simplifiers being stupid.
Yeah.
I hate the way it's so obvious what the right answer is. How much do you regret that now?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Okay. Give me the options really quick again.
Emergency contraception. Or morning sickness tablets.
Ella One. I'm going to say is an emergency contraception.
Why?
What's your theory there? Why do you think that?
I just think because it's a nice name.
Just to calm you down a bit, like...
Every girl loves taking emergency contraception.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's a nice name so that, like... It's probably not a thing people love doing.
Like soften the blow type of thing?
Yeah, it's just like...
As in it might as well be called calm down.
Yeah, kind of. Ella One is very relaxing to me.
Okay.
So that's what I think. Like, you go into your doctor and be like, instead of, can I get emergency contraception, is Ella One? Ella One. And lads,
it's almost like a secret code you can say over the counter when no one else knows your business.
I think it's emergency contraceptive.
Final answer. You are correct.
Yes, baby.
Well
let's
done.
Go.
Lucky answer there.
Oh my God, I is dying now. The thought that I could actually win.
Yes.
Imagine I did the Cole Palmer and got 4. Oh, can you imagine I got four in a row?
Nobody knows that reference. This is the girly quiz we're talking about. All right.
And Dave, you're looking into question three with no lifeline to back you up. So, you know, don't get too cocky just yet.
Here. Come on, Emma.
All right, Dave. Question number three on the girly quiz this week, Dave, with no lifelines left.
Come on, come on. I just really want to shut them up.
Dave, what was the name of the now defunct kids' baby doll that could urinate?
What?
It's a bit of a throwback now for the 90s and early noughties babies. What was the name of the now defunct kids' baby doll that could urinate?
If you watched a lot of Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network, you would have seen ads for this.
I have a feeling it's like Baby Lolly or something like that, or Polly. But no, they wouldn't have been Polly because that was Polly Pocket. I remember, I have a feeling that this was on the Late Late Show, the toy show.
Oh yeah, would have been a big
feature. Yeah.
I feel like maybe even Pat Kenny talked about it or something. Hang on till I run downstairs and ask him there. I'm going to say baby. It's just literally guess a baby name, isn't it?
It's not a baby. It's a doll.
Yeah, it's a doll. Well, I thought it was called baby. I can remember the ad. I feel like she even pees. And I remember watching the ad going, why would you want that? I was young enough to realise. I was old enough, even at the age of like five or whatever, to be like, that's stupid.
I remember when I was a kid, I had a baby doll that wasn't this doll, that didn't have the power to pee, and I spilled a drink on myself and convinced myself that the baby had weed.
Nice.
I got a magic one.
I think there's some alliteration here. I think it's like polypede or polypees or something like that. I think
I'll have to push you for a final answer here.
Okay,
Dave.
Final answer. It's Polly. No, it's not. It's not my final answer. It's another bloody name, Paula. No, you wouldn't call a baby.
That's
Paula.
That's my mom's name. Don't use that.
I'm gonna go with it's Polly Peas. Let's go, Polly.
Final answer: Polly Peas.
Yeah.
Do you even want to know?
I'm just gonna hit this.
And correct you were to hit that one, my love. Okay. All I can tell you that I'm here in County Waterford, the whole county's cheering.
This is ridiculous.
Ah, oh, how lovely it is to deceive a man.
Was I in any way close?
Not at all.
Not at all. The answer was baby wee wee.
No!
Baby wee wee, baby wee wee. She does pee.
Oh my God. Stupid toy back then, stupid toy now. I hate it. I'm fuming. Terrible questions.
Well done, Dave.
You need notes for next week. That was ridiculously hard. I'm coming back for you next week, though.
Mm-hmm.
The Girly Quiz. With Sculpted by Amy. Let the summer of good skin begin.
How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
We've just done the Girly Quiz, and when I say that all of those questions were ridiculously hard, I couldn't answer one of them on my own.
You couldn't indeed. But they actually weren't hard at all. Phone a female helped you out. And the women of Dublin are all collectively singing the theme tune this morning to the one and only urinating baby doll, Baby Wee Wee.
Yeah, so Maria was also on and she said this.
Wetsy Betsy.
Wetsy Betsy.
Wetsy
she thought it was called Wetsy Betsy. And I know someone else thought it was Tiny Tears. But no, it is in fact Baby Wee Wee.
Okay.
This is honestly the weirdest thing ever.
I also think that the theme tune was better than the toy.
Yeah, that was weird.
Can we hear it one more time?
Actually peed, like it had like a thing.
Like it had like a fair bit of whittle coming out.
Really?
Yeah.
And what was it? Just water?
Yeah, you filled it up at the back.
Why? Why?
So it could wee!
Why?
We're ready to go.
It's showtime.
Funny time to Emma, Dave, and Ashley!
Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go. Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Good morning. 2 minutes past nine. Happy Thursday, by the way.
Woo-hoo.
10th of October. You're a 10 out of 10 in my book, Ash and Emma.
Oh.
Very good. Thanks.
Lads, I started listening to a podcast the other day that is actually quite an old podcast, and it's called the What Would You Do If podcast. No. With Callum Farmer and Jess Spencer.
What do you mean?
What?
Callum had a podcast and he never told us about it.
Yes. Are you taking the mick?
No, I swear.
This is like relegated to the archives because we don't talk about this. Very early on into my relationship with Jess, we decided to do a podcast. And it was a weird podcast. It was called What Would You Do If? And it was like, it was all based on these What Would You Do If questions. So it was like, what would you do if you were lost in the woods? What would you do if you were abducted by aliens?
This is so you guys. Yeah. And also, it's actually a genius idea for a podcast. It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
I think it's really good.
I think other people had done it, but it was just putting too much strain on our relationship, so we stopped it.
How long did you do it for?
It felt like work, and I really wasn't enjoying it. I think there's about 8 or 10 episodes on there, but it's just, I've forgotten about this.
But do you know why it came up? It came up on my Instagram as someone I should suggest to follow.
Instagram are so weird. What? So why would that come up? But also, thank you, Instagram.
It came up, it was like, suggested follows, what would you do, podcast? And I was like, what's this? And there it was, Callum and Jess's photos from years ago.
Yeah.
So cute.
I think it was like 2019. This was way before COVID. And wow. It was like, one of them is like, what would you do if you were attacked by a bear?
Yeah.
It's just very weird.
Okay, sorry. This is not the end of this conversation.
Yeah, sorry. But you know, where's the audio, Dave?
What's even? I don't have any audio, but I do have more information, right? Do you know our podcast network? What's it called?
Go Loud.
And do you know a rival podcast network?
No.
Acast.
It's called Head Stuff Plus.
Go Loud didn't exist before this podcast started. Go Loud didn't exist before it started. I'm a company man through and through.
You traitor.
Let it be stated on the record that I love this company.
And as your punishment, we will hear some clips from What Would I Do If on tomorrow's show.
Can't wait.
Yay. Okay, so I am back in the land of Ireland after a few days in Spain with my boyfriend Jack. And before I go any further with the story, I would like...
First holiday together.
First little holiday, yeah. Little mini break. Still have a fella, which is good.
Well done.
But before I go any further, I'd like to say that I'm ashamed of the result of this story. And I would like you to understand that I was under pressure. And like you said, first holiday, had to follow through with what was agreed. Anyway, okay. So part of my family moved to this tiny little village in Spain like 45 years ago. My granddad's over there and stuff. And obviously I visit quite a bit, as much as I can, and see my granddad and all. But I always say, if anyone comes with me, this town is a sleepy Spanish town. If you want entertainment, you got to make your own. Mm-hmm. Okay?
I like it.
So we were kind of happy to do a whole lot of nothing. But then obviously at some point in the evening, we were kind of up for doing something. And there's one pub in the village that has a pool table.
Oh, deadly.
And we kind of started taking this pretty seriously from the get-go. On night one, I introduced Jack, who's from England, to the pick-a-pocket rule.
Okay. Ooh.
Okay? As in, when you're on the black, you need to pick a pocket to score that black into.
Love that
and
rule.
There's no changing that once you've picked your pocket.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for Jack, on night number one, he picked a pocket. He was streets ahead of me. I think I had 5 balls left on the table and he was on the black. But he potted into the wrong pocket. And he could not seem to accept defeat on this. He was very upset about it. Me with my 5 balls left on the table and him with the wrong pocket.
And you became the winner.
Oh, absolutely. It was ole, ole, ole. The whole bar was behind me. It was brilliant. So the following night, we said, right, let's do this again. He Googled the pick a pocket rule to like make sure it was authentic and genuine. And on night 2, we said, right, let's do best of 3. All right. Game number 1.
You should have done best of 2. Then you could have said you got to pick a pocket or 2.
Or 2. Game number 1 on night 2. You can imagine the frustration in this man. He lost on pick a pocket again.
How many balls did you left on the table?
Actually, just 2.
I'm getting to the...
Right?
I'm starting to think that you could actually just not play.
Yeah.
Still win.
So when we got to round 2, we said, right, there's got to be a forfeit here. You know, let's up the stakes a little bit. Because yes. I was starting to get a bit cocky. And the forfeit was, I kept it very simple. I said, you lose, you drink a very small, strong drink from the bar that involves salt and lemon.
Okay, very good.
At this point, Jack starts to get nasty. Starts to see a dark side of my boyfriend, who's been nothing short of an angel for the last 3 months. I have
this kind of mesh shirt I wear to festivals and stuff. I've always thought it's pretty damn cool. It's kind of flowy. You wear a nice little bralette top underneath it and a pair of shorts. I thought I looked pretty fit, to be honest. I was kind of feeling myself. And he had no reservations or issues with the shirt at Electric Picnic when I wore it. But he turned around and said, well, you look like you're way too early for Halloween in that capey thing. You look like a witch.
Oh, wow.
Now, he said this with a smile on his face, but he started to get angry.
I was kind of thinking that his forfeit was going to be that you had to throw out the top or something.
Yeah. He said, if you lose, you have to play Knock at Ollie on the way home and go up to a door and say, woo, woo, woo.
What's Knock at Ollie?
Like knock on someone's room.
Knock on someone's door. Oh, never like, play Knock at Ollie, Dave?
Knickknacks.
Yeah, sorry, Knock at Ollie or Knickknacks. I suppose that's the two terms.
She's down in Waterford
same.
Now. Yeah. She's speaking a different language.
Knock at Ollie, girl.
But I'd have to knock on the door and then swing my cape around and go, woo, woo.
Oh my God.
That was a way better forfeit.
I know. And I went first and I was like, I didn't know we were getting that creative on it. I went basic. So round number two of the game of pool. I don't know how. I don't know why. My late granddad must have been throwing down magic potions. I won the game fair.
Oh, thank God.
It was
you.
Absolutely fair and square. In fact, when I potted that black into the pocket I'd picked, I actually just left the bar and walked outside to catch my breath. I didn't even look for his reaction. I just couldn't get my head around the fact that that had just happened. So the stakes were high. We went into round three. And I won't bore you too much. The guy absolutely annihilated me.
Oh.
I'd say there was as many, but I'd say I'd potted maybe two. And he genuinely won the game. And at this point, I nearly started crying. I was like, do I really have to go up to someone's door and knock it and then go, woo, woo, my Halloween's shirt? God. And he, of course, was like, no, I'm only messing with you. I'm only, you know, the niceness came back after I'd lost. It's actually a lovely shirt. I was like, do you really think this looks like a witch's cape? But no, I said, I'm sticking to my guns here. I'm doing what I said I'd do.
No,
so.
You did not. Not a chance.
You didn't.
I knocked on someone's door and then I ran away.
Like a ghost.
Like a ghost would do. Yes, there you go. But yes, I never thought he cared so deeply about that shirt.
A good first holiday. I love it.
Yeah.
So Emma, I want to bring you back to last week where you really overshared a story about your bikini wax.
Oh, yeah. I'm still suffering the consequences of that in the DMs.
And I thought, you know what? You were very brave. So I thought, it's time for me to overshare my STI test.
Oh!
Oh my God.
Wow!
So this is something
King.
That I feel that people should do anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Should always be healthy, be safe, making sure you have an
good to get the LNCT, do you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly, just to mean that you're, just to show that you're all right.
You are going to become known as the STI guy now, but that's fine.
Great.
Well, you're the guy who's known as the safe guy when it comes to that.
Look, I'm just safe. You know what I mean? I'm a safe person. And I've never actually done it before.
Oh,
it's a bit kind of stupid.
Yeah, okay, that is stupid.
I've never
done it. Whoa, that's silly, silly.
I'm 29 years old, so I was like, that's time to get the little NCT.
Big time.
I was just very scared.
Some people do them like every few months.
Yeah, it's probably quite good to do that. But I thought there was a swab. I thought there was something that had to go in. But actually, for guys, unless you have any symptoms, which I don't, it's fine.
Okay.
All you need to do is a blood sample and a urine sample, right?
Yeah. So there's a couple of ways to obviously get this done. You can get this done to the doctors. Did you get a home kit then?
I got a home kit.
Gotcha.
So I just went online to like HSE and like they just send you out one. So it's completely for free.
Yeah.
And then you do it yourself and then you send it back and then you get the results.
That's class.
It's such a good service.
It's insanely good service. Like,
you see, I'm such a worrier that I'd need someone to be like, I have done that with my full professional knack, and this is your results.
I was just like, no, I'll just go and do it myself and send it off. And so what comes is a little kit, two kits, one for urine and one for blood, okay? So I did the urine one. The urine one is fine. You just have to pee into this weird cardboard box that has some like plastic in the bottom of it, and then you use a pipette to put the urine in like this thing.
Oh!
And then you just put the little thing in a bag and that's fine. But then the actual package that arrived for the STI test was in my postbox for, I'd say, 3 days, because I was like, no. I was like, I don't want to do it. I'm fine. And then I had to go check the post for something else, and there it was. I was like, damn it.
So
I pulled it out and I was like, right, okay, did the urine test, fine. And then it was time for the blood test, right? Now, Emma, I'm going to send you a photo to your phone. I don't want you to freak out. But can you explain what's the photo of?
Oh, Dave, what are you sending me now? Is this better not be an unsolicited?
No.
Oh, sweet mother.
Oh, Dave, no, what happened?
Okay, so here is what's the crack, right?
It's like a murder scene.
Yeah.
They give you three pricks, right, to prick your finger. Okay, they give you three little tools to prick your finger. Oh, you only need one if you do it correctly.
Okay.
You have to warm your fingers first, and then you have to prick your finger. I was like, I wonder how these things work, and I clicked it to see how it would work, just to see the little needle come up and down.
Cool.
It comes so fast, you don't even see it. And I was like, oh, cool. That didn't hurt me. I made sure it didn't pinch me. Fine, I'll use that. And then I went to do it again. Apparently, they're only one use.
Right, so I wasted one of them.
Wasted one completely. I was like, right, crap. Maybe that one was broken anyway. It's fine, because I didn't see the needle. Anyway, I did the second prick on my left index finger. Right.
Oh, God, I'm actually feeling
and
dizzy.
I'm like, go. And I was like, oh, that wasn't too bad. And a singular drop of blood comes out. And I'm like, I'm going to faint. I'm going to faint. I have to sit down. I'm going to faint.
Yeah.
I'm freaking out. Okay, I sit down. I have a Coke. I'm like, okay, I've got the sugar levels up. I'm ready to... Anyway, the hole that I punctured is so small and not sore at all that there's no blood coming out anymore. So I have to go to use the third prick.
Oh, God.
So I go over to the third one. And I use it on my right hand middle finger.
You're like one of those people when you know you actually need an injection or something and they can't find a vein.
Yes.
You need to put like a little bobble around your finger or
exactly.
something to push blood flow to the top
so
of your finger.
I did it in the right hand middle finger. I pricked it. I know, I'm sorry this is so squeamish, right? But I had to hold my hand straight so that all the blood would go down. And so I just started massaging my finger to have little drops of blood drop into the vial that they provide.
I'm actually squirming.
What didn't happen was drops. What happened was spurts. All over my kitchen table is blood spurting like a horror movie.
It actually looks like you've just dropped your bottle of ketchup all over the kitchen table.
It does. It really
does. You poor thing.
That's crazy.
You can now describe that photo, Emma. The tiny little vial. And it looks like a murder scene, doesn't it?
It does. It genuinely does look like a murder scene. It looks like me when I get a really bad nosebleed in studio.
Yeah.
It does,
actually. And it just goes everywhere. I can't see evidence of a huge amount of blood that actually made it into the vial.
No.
So what happened here?
Luckily, I actually did manage to get a lot of it into and I got it up to the line that it was necessary. I just also bled a lot more.
Oh,
but
did
anyway,
you,
it was.
Dave, did you have to wrap up in a little plaster after your first STI test?
They give you a little plaster.
Oh, the baby.
So anyway, I finished that up. I packaged it all up and I'm like, right, grand. I'm going to just go and get rid of this straight away. Went straight to the post box, put it in. I get a text the next morning. So that was at 5:30.
Yeah.
I get a text the next morning at 9 a.m. Hey, we've got your test kit.
Wow. That's so
already
good.
We'll get your test results over to you within 72 hours. I was like, grand. That was yesterday.
Sorry, that's so good.
That was yesterday at 9 o'clock, right? They said 72 hours. They text me at 3:30.
Yesterday afternoon.
Go on. How are we doing?
What is it? Herpes?
Come on. Bit of chlamydia?
Tested for HIV, chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis. Negative, baby!
Woo! Yeah, that's my boy.
I knew he was clean. Did you, Em?
Aye, there's a bang of clean off. We also wouldn't have told this story or probably
that's
been
so
in studio
true.
This morning if we tested positive for anything.
This week on the show, we've been teaming up with Cheez-It for a cheese hit. Have a Cheez-It.
Oh, very
it's
good.
It's our favourite catchphrase.
Yeah, very, very nice. With every bite, you experience the tasty hit of cheesy satisfaction baked with 100% real cheese.
I love what you got to do to win this, and I feel like I would suck at it.
Yeah.
In the sense that, I don't know, have you guys tried it out before to see how you do?
Me and Ash tried it out and I failed.
And?
But to be fair, she's
sad.
A singer.
Yeah, but Joe's quite sad. I actually did it last night before I went to bed.
Did you?
Yeah, I was just getting into bed and I was like, wonder how long I could do that for. I think I got like 19 seconds at
okay.
a push.
Very good.
Like
yeah.
very little breath left.
Were you gasping after it?
I was, yeah, absolutely. 19.33 is the time to beat.
Okay, well, all right. On to do that is Chilla. How are you, Chilla? What are you up to?
I'm actually just getting my nails. I'm off today, so I'm not doing much.
Nice.
Oh my God, how did you answer the phone if you've got nails being worked on at the moment?
I'm just heading there. I'm at 10:20. I'm in the car actually.
Gotcha. Very nice. What are you gonna get? A buy up?
No, I'm getting gel, just to refill.
Just gel. Nice. What color?
I think I'm gonna go some blackish Halloween style.
Oh, go on,
nice.
Girl.
I love that. All right, sounds good. You'll send us a picture after, Chile, yeah?
I'll do it.
Of course, you simply must.
All right, Sheila. At the end of the week, we have €1,000 to give away. We also have a box of Cheez-Its to give away today. You've already won them. Congratulations. To get that into that draw for that €1,000, you've got to be on top of the leaderboard, actually, to win that €1,000. And in order to get top of the leaderboard, you need to say the phrase Cheez-It for the longest.
Yeah, so yesterday, we actually reached a new top with Eric, and he held the phrase Cheez-It for 19.33 seconds. Wow. It was an incredibly long time.
It was.
So you're going to need to take a giant deep breath before you get into this, Chilla.
Are you ready, Chilla?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go. We got 3 seconds. We're going to count you in from three and then take it away for as long as you can. Say the phrase Cheez-It and don't forget the it at the end. Here we go. In great. 3, 2, 1, go. Chilla, take a deep breath in and out.
We were nearly going to have to go to a song. That was so bloody long. Chilla, you have absolutely smashed Eric's time at 26.1 seconds.
Whoa! Wow. Very good.
Do you know what? I tried this the other day and I went 55 seconds, but I'm so nervous. I couldn't even do it.
God, girl, you have good lungs. You've never inhaled anything bad for you, I'd say, have you?
Never.
They're in good nick.
I wouldn't say my lungs are the best.
That's so funny.
That was pretty good, Chilla. You are in a very good position going into Friday at the top of the leaderboard. €1,000 could be on its way to you tomorrow. Best of luck.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
See you, Chilla. Have a great day.
Have a good day. Bye.
Well, there you go.
The lungs of Dublin are in good nick.
Really good nick.
It seems to be that, like, the longer you wait to actually go into this competition, the better.
Because people
are like, oh, I have to be 19 seconds grand. Easy.
They're practicing during the week.
Yeah, they are. It's very, very good. Well, you got one more chance to get into that draw for that €1,000 to get yourself on top of the leaderboard tomorrow, just after 7:30. So I'd say get practice.
Early bird gets the Cheez-Its.
And that €1,000.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.